Hello, I'm Elaine Wilson. I have gone to this church all my life, my parents and my grandparents before me. So God has brought us through an awful lot of things in this area and in this community. I just highlighted a couple of them, and we kind of been thinking about when we did the fruit plates and then the card ministry. We have a booming card ministry in our church, and there's reasons behind it. We really had to, it's just a miracle. That's all I can say. But anyway, my mother was very ill, and I was 9 years old. Sometimes she would bring my brother and I to church and sit in the car and wait for us to come out from Sunday school. She was too ill to come inside. And then I remember as she was recovering, we would sit in the dining room, at the dining room table, and she would read. We read the Bible through that year when she was so sick. She would read it out loud, and I would hold my Bible, and I had my own little Bible, and I would follow along with it and follow along. And that was the first time I've read the Bible through. Many times since, but that was the first time. And she read it, but I followed along with her. Also, that year I had to live with my aunt and uncle so they could get me off to school. But they also saw that I made it to church. It might have been the Methodist church or it might have been the Baptist church, but we made it to church. And my mom had her surgery in 1951. She was in the hospital for 6 weeks. And she received so many cards. Finally, my dad worked at the Vaughn Stone and Gravel, and he brought home this big old wooden dynamite box. And we filled. My mom got so many cards that box was filled with these beautiful cards. And so many times I saw her lay in her bed and read the cards over and over and over again to think that someone had thought of her. And then later on, we took that box of cards, we took it to Bible school, not just our Bible school. I mean, we had community Bible school, we had Haddon Bible school, we had Concord Bible school, we went to all of them. But we'd always take that box of cards and always using those cards, those pictures and things, we'd always... So there'd always be a need for them, and so that's how we use those cards. And so now we send cards to the people just to let them know we're thinking of them. I do the cards in my class in memory of my mom, but to honor the Lord Jesus. The fruit plates, we're not sure. Judy and I remember our grandparents, our aunts, family. A lot of our family would come to church, fix the fruit for the shut-ins and special friends. We're not sure how long it's been. We were talking before that possibly even 100 years that we've been doing that. And many of the people help to deliver these. We meet on a Saturday. We put the fruit together. But many people here at church help deliver those. And then... sometimes we notice that the recipients enjoyed the visit more than the fruit. And I might add that I think you know that Liz Dunn's sister passed away. And this year, like that weekend, well, Judy and I had already been delivering fruit that day to other people. And I went to Provision Living, and I took Nancy her fruit. And we sat down and we had a good visit. And Liz told me that she enjoyed me taking the time to come and see her. And now I'm so happy I did. I'm so happy that I did do that. And so we're continuing the fruit bags now to let people know that we love them, that God loves them, and we do too. To God be the glory.